My dear heart dwellers, this is a serious call to prayer again. May the Lord give you strength and courage. We've just been given news of a tragic plot to keep President Trump from disclosing, arresting, and executing the hundreds of traitors in this country. The deep state is trying to blackmail the president with suitcase nukes planted in different cities, threatening him that they will detonate them if he continues to disclose the guilty. This information comes from a highly trusted military intelligence source. I felt a heaviness during my communion service, and I couldn't wait to ask the Lord, "Lord, is this true?" Jesus began, "It is, and I'm calling everyone who has taken my name and calls themselves a Christian to pray and fast as they can to prevent this tragedy of all tragedies. I cannot say America will go unscathed, but I can say that your prayers will make the decisive difference. This is why I have called Ezekiel into suffering prayer." Yeah, he was called into that yesterday, and it's been pretty rough. Arrows in the back and the shoulder blades through the heart, just really rough. My people, there are those who will stop at nothing to cover their trail in the public eye, to escape incarceration and disclosure of the network that has had this country by the throat for decades. They have worked too hard to see it destroyed. At least that's what they think. My thoughts are not theirs. I am defending this nation, which has done an about-face and is now listening to me and working towards my goals for America. What you are dealing with is an evil regime that will devour every man, woman, and child to achieve its ends. Wow, that reminds me of Daniel's prophecy about the statues and Nebuchadnezzar's statue about the kingdom that will arise and devour the whole planet. Jesus continued, "Many of these think they have the survival of the nation in mind and do not realize how mistaken they are. As I told you many months ago, some will leave the ruling elite because their eyes have been opened and they realize how wrong their methods are. So again, I come to you, my people. I ask you to go to your knees and pray that the bombs will not be detonated, that they will fail, be discovered, and disarmed. Pray for those who are working to stop this, that they will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and receive from Him the information they need to stop this. Pray for the safety of all involved. I want to see this plan totally destroyed and disarmed, but it will take a great deal of prayer and suffering for some. Fast as much as you can, my faithful ones. Do not collapse in fatigue, but make it count. And do not feel condemned if you can't fast for longer times. Do what you can. Wrap your heart around this. It's desperately important to me. I will move and intervene on behalf of my people because they prayed. This deep state is desperate and in their death throes in this country, and yet many will be arrested outside of America for their complicity. This is why they've devised such a despicable plan. Pray, pray, pray that they fail. My Father is watching over you, America, and this is not what He wants for you. My Spirit will travail from within you against this insidious and wicked destruction of all that is right. Please forgive me, family, if I sound a little spacey. I got this message just before I was going to bed. My mind wasn't functioning very clearly, but I assure you that the Lord's intentions were conveyed.